Jesus knows us. He knows what we go through. He knows how we think. He understands the pressures we're under day to day. He knows how easy it is to forget things. He knows how easy it is to let the world distract us from what's important. He knows what's happening right now in our lives tends to become the most important thing. He knows we tend to worry about things like food and shelter and day-to-day things like that. But that's why he told us not to worry about those things. In Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 25, he says this, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body or what you'll wear. Isn't there more to life than food and more to the body than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you more valuable than they are? And which of you, by worrying, can add even 1 hour to his life? Why do you worry about clothing? Think about how the flowers of the field grow. They do not work or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed like one of these. And if this is how God clothes the wild grass, which is here today and tomorrow is tossed into the fire for heat, or to heat the oven, won't he clothe you even more, you people of little faith? So then, don't worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For the unconverted pursue these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But above all, pursue his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." He reminds us of what's important. Him. He's the most important thing in our life. Then Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that Christ left us something to remember him by. Starting in verse 23 in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this every time you drink it in remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Jesus knew we would forget, so he gave us a reminder. Let's pray. Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you so much for sending your Son down to give his life for us, so that through him we could have eternal life, our sins could be forgiven. And we know that we're a forgetful people, Father. That's why we appreciate so much this meal that your Son left for us, to remind us what he did for us, so we can remember. And we proclaim his death to the world as we partake of this meal. And it reminds us weekly how important he is in our lives. Help us not to let the things of this world interfere with our relationship with him. Help us, Father, to remember to keep him first. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.